SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What's this gonna be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding me? I'm diddly D!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win 7 games a year for 4 years. Eventually you'll find somebody, and then you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
There's money on the board today on today's edition of Moneyline. It's Kevin and Donnie here on a Monday, and the reason why, look, damn you, Major League Baseball, because if you're not learning anything from this, we might not have a free agent on the board by the end of Monday, Kevin, and you're only allowed to tamper today, and we're tampering with hundreds of millions of dollars off the board. What a way to start the week. The NFL free agency, which is not allowed to start today, my goodness, is off with a bang.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL learned from the NBA of, wait a minute, it's pretty good when we dominate the hell. Be honest. The NBA's always been the best at this. The NFL's now great at it, right? Major League Baseball, Blake Snell won the Cy Young, still isn't signed. Still isn't signed. So I couldn't love your starting point anymore. I think it is appropriate to bash everything involving Major League Baseball.
Correct.
So I love it. I couldn't agree more. Now, I mean, who could? Here's the thing, DRS. The biggest baseball fan in the world couldn't defend what's going on with the fact that Blake Snell is not currently under a contract.
No, it is pretty good. And also, I mean, I can hear the animosity in your voice with the Yankee season basically over today with all this news coming out of New York. So, you should be upset.
Wait, what news?
MRI.
I don't know what news.
Garrett Cole. Don't worry.
Yeah, going
for an MRI. And then the one I love the best here, right? And again, this is good. It's funny. We're talking about baseball. We're angry at it. But here's where it goes. Aaron Judge and his toe leaked out loud. You know what? This might be something he's got to worry about. So I said, wait a second. It's a toe injury. Get surgery. Get it fixed. What are we talking about here? So right away, you saw like the weird snippets coming out of Yankees campus. Hey, don't worry about Aaron Judge not getting the bats and he's getting pulled early from games. He's absolutely fine. And it's like, that toe doesn't feel so good again. How did you go the whole offseason about fixing your toe, Kevin, for Aaron Judge? What am I missing here?
If I'm not mistaken, and I'm not defending it, I'm just saying based on what I understood, I think the vibe from Aaron Judge was, I mean, I'm going to be battling this toe the rest of my career.
Oh, my.
Like, I don't...
Doesn't even make sense. Like last year, where it's like we thought it was a joke when word came out for the Yankees. Like, hey, by the way, he must have fight this his whole career. I'm like, I never heard of this in my life. You're going to fight a toe injury your whole career. I didn't know what surgery and rehab is for at this point. But away you go there. Enough with the Yankee talk. I mean, running backs getting the big deals today. Combo matchups today. The Titans signed Tony Pollard 3 years, $24 million. DeAndre Swift gets 3 years, approximately $24 million. One team. Let me just get this off my chest here. I don't mind the Bears. The Bears have more money, Kevin. They know what to do with here. They have to sign they can sign 30 free agents and still be like, you know, the NFL, hey, you know, you're still below the floor. I like what they're doing. Help me out with this. Pollard goes to the Titans, who are going to stink out loud. The point of that is what? Help me with that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say Saquon and Derrick Henry should thank Pollard quite a bit, because I'm a bit surprised that Pollard was terrible last year, make no bones about it. He finished the season strong, but I was surprised he got $8 million. So that means you're going to be talking double-digit million dollars still for Saquon and Derrick Henry, you would think. But here's the thing, though, Donnie. What I would say is I saw the Pollard thing. I was a bit confused, and I was like, well, the Titans don't matter that much, right? So I guess we won't spend too much time on it. Can I tell you why the Swift one surprised me? Is because they have so much money, why didn't they go get Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley? Like, that's what surprised me about it. Like, don't you think they should have gotten one of the better backs on the market since they are in a current position to afford one of the better backs on the market?
It is a good point you bring up, but I think once this bidding war set, it looks like it's between the Texans and the Eagles. Let's just say it ends up at $13 million. That's like a $5 million difference, and Swift is a very good back. Like, yeah. I actually, Kevin, it's funny, I would have ripped the Bears if they signed Saquon Barkley.
So like, really? Well,
if you want a good running back, Swift's a very good running back. And apparently in today's day and age, with that salary cap going up, people, oh, I can't believe you're paying. No. Everybody can pay these running backs this high with a $30 million increase. Like, for instance, the Philadelphia Eagles signed today. Landon Dickerson re-signed him, Kevin. He's the highest paid guard in the history of the NFL. Oh, my God, how could you do that? You got free agents coming up. Kevin, wow. Do you know they're going to pay $3 million less on the salary cap with the highest paid guard in the history of the sport? That's just the way it works. It's like smoking. Here we go. The Packers are expected to sign Josh Jacobs. Woo, we're rolling today on Moneyline. My goodness, man. What is Jones out? He's gone,
yes.
Right? See
he's going to be gone.
Oh, the Eagles are in the door right now.
In what
Bryce
door? In
Huff,
what door?
3-year, okay. $51 million. Okay. The Eagles get their defensive end. Oh, this is so good. Man, they wait for us. They wait for us to get on the air. I love this.
Yeah, which is nice. I'll say this. You know, Aaron Jones hitting the market's going to be interesting. I just to pump myself up, I am proud of this little run. I made a little running back list, Donnie, of places where I thought top names could go. Bears were on it. You know, I thought the Eagles or Cowboys would try to make a splash, and obviously they are. And the Packers were on it as well because the world where they got rid of Aaron Jones. The Titans thing is incredibly surprising, which, again, is to your point there. Like, when the money comes out, DRS, right, that Josh Jacobs is getting from Green Bay, and then when we see what Aaron Jones gets from wherever he goes, are you positive that this will be a better situation for the Green Bay Packers? Am I crazy?
No, I'm not. And you're right about this. If it's so weird, like, how teams fit, right? Because I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and normally, and I preface this by saying, because it's hard to explain sometimes, like, the Giants re-signing Saquon Barkley for $12 million, we would laugh, scream, and think it's the most hilarious thing in the business, because they're going nowhere. Yeah. With the Philadelphia Eagles, when they sign, let's just say Saquon Barkley, okay, they still think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender, and it makes some sense. But at the same time, it's like, wait a minute, the Green Bay Packers went out and got a high-level running back. What are we doing here at this point? Like, you know, you get another wide out, a tight end. It's funny how it just measures up, because if the Eagles went out today and signed Calvin Ridley, like, what's going on here? That mean A.J. Brown's out of town now? But the fact that it matters, you had a legitimate running back who, by the way, Jones looked so good down the stretch last year, you up the ante and get a... I don't know. I love the way this is turning out, but that is a stunner, Josh Jacobs, to the Packers. Oh, that's interesting.
I don't agree with Rappaport that it's a stunner. I don't know.
Like, I do think it is. I like it. On the bingo card, did you have, like, the Packers picking up a top-flight running back?
Yes.
I didn't.
I had an 18 list, Donnie, that was basically the entire North other than the Lions, right? Then there's about four teams in the AFC that I thought I could possibly see, right, with the Texans and the Ravens being the obvious ones. I thought Denver could make a splash because Sean Payton would be desperate to make a splash. And I thought the New England Patriots could make a move. The Titans thing is very surprising to me. But the Green Bay Packers, Donnie, right,
have
always wanted a great running back. Aaron Jones is a bit older. We heard the reports that Aaron Jones' situation could be restructured. And this team's going to have some financials. So I'm not as stuck as Ian Rappaport is, apparently.
By the way, Wilkins, absolutely bank shattering. Normally, Kevin, I would absolutely rip the Raiders. I actually think this is a smart move here, and they're doing it the right way. We'll talk about that much, much more right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The block is hot, people. If you didn't know, this is the place to be. It's the Sports Grid Network. When things are breaking, you need to be here with us right here on the radio, Sirius XM channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin in the afternoon. The block is so hot, the callers got to get through. I mean, maybe parlay. Maybe people are hitting parlays right now, which free agents are going here and which free agents are going there. We're going to go out to Virginia. We got to get our man in the streets here. That's the X-Man. He is up right now, ready to go. X-Man, talk to us today on a massive Monday.
You know it, man. We going women's college basketball.
Yep.
Kansas State Lady Wildcats on the money line.
Wow.
Dallas Mavericks on the money line at Chicago Bulls. Dallas.
Wow.
We going to New York Islanders on the money line.
Oh.
Hockey at the LA Kings. It's 10-1. What we doing, baby? I'm hot. Having a real good St. Patrick's Day. We lucky every day.
Yeah.
Look at that guy, man. By the way, when is St. Patrick's Day? Did I miss it? When is it?
It's Sunday.
It's Selection
Next Sunday.
Selection Sunday.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's one of those things. Like, Kevin likes to take off for, like, you know, birthdays and holidays. So, I don't, you know, Sunday, you're off the grid at that point, right? They're not calling you in, Kevin, are they?
No, Sunday I'm in the mix. As a family, we're going to celebrate on Saturday. So, Saturday.
Oh. Now, hold on.
I'll make the trip in.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you this question, though. Like, it could have been like, you know what? Birthday's on a certain day. We can do this bad boy on a Saturday. No? Why not?
We did.
So you did Saturday, Sunday, Monday? What happened?
We did Sunday. Oh. We did Sunday. We went out somewhere, and then Monday we went and just were all together at the house.
It's too much. It's too much for me.
I gotta tell you this, pal.
Hey, it's
right?
Too much for me. Yeah.
One day I hope you are in a position to take days off, just to see what you use them for, because you have been in this bizarre position now for 3 years.
Yes.
At least. Where you work a full-time job, realistically, but can't take off.
But right? I can't take off.
You
but
could.
Hear me out on this.
You don't, or you can't.
Hear me out on this. If some things do change, Kevin, I will set the standard at the Sports Grid Network by never using vacation or sick days here. How about that? How would that go over? Because I know the one thing I do love about that is, like, it would be ridiculous, because in my other, like, it's been a really long time since I had a compensation schedule that allowed me to take days off. But early in my financial career, as I like to say, there were days that you actually got, like, compensated. Like, if you were out, and they go, okay, you're supposed to get 70 deals in a month if you miss a day, but it's a vacation day, we'll give you 5 deals, even though you didn't get it in because you still get paid. It's been 20 years since that type of schedule. So I know, and I would laugh at this, like, behind the scenes, like, upper management, like, I mean, this guy doesn't even take, like, this is a company man right here, just like, you know, when other guys would be like, and rightfully so, hey, I have 14 vacation days, I've only used 12, can I get off December 28th and 29th, because I have 2 free days, right? That's what you're supposed to do, and that's why you have it. But I think I would go the opposite direction on purpose to, like, prove a point against what I actually should be doing, and for my own health, just the way I think in my head.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, they pour in. I'm going to then have to get in contact with someone specifically because you probably would never explain to someone that, hey, I have days I can use if you ever want to go somewhere. So I'd have to go through some back channels to pass that message along.
Yeah. By the way, first week of this next coming month here, April.
Yes.
2 people are headed to Disney. 1 person is not.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Is I need to be able to tell one of those people, right? By the way, you know he could come, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, it's good stuff. No, but that's the way my crazy mind would work. But back to the NFL. I mean, surging right away. The tampering period started at 12 o'clock. It's 2:16. Hundreds of millions of dollars are already off the board at this point.
Yeah.
I guess, what would you say is the biggest deal, I guess, just because it's money-wise, like Wilkins going to the Raiders?
Josh Jacobs is the headline story of today.
The coolest story. Yeah. And again, Wilkins is an unbelievable defensive tackle. But hold on. I preface this by saying this before the break.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, oh, come on, get your quarterback. What are you doing here? But realistically, Kevin, the way you're going to win that division is breaking that pocket in half if you're the Raiders. And they have some guys that can now do that, as opposed to, you know, oh, let's go trade for a veteran, you know, quarterback and do all this stuff. So I actually don't mind the Raiders breaking the bank for a $100 million deal on Christian Wilkins.
No, I don't mind it at all. Again, they need to get guys in there. We know that, right? And they're going to have the finances to do it. But I know we're caught up in, rightfully so, what's happening right now. But actually, Don, the biggest deal did happen around midnight last night, 12:30.
Yes.
And that's Russell Wilson going to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, look, I understand they got him for basically free, right? But Look, you were the one with the line, so I didn't want to. I was going to tweet it out last night, but I didn't want to gimmick infringement. Literally in the room, all they talk about is how do we make sure Mike Tomlin is 500 or better, and then they build the roster and make choices from there.
That's my exact thought process this morning as I explained it to Ben again on this was bottles were being popped, not from the fans, not from the ownership group, but for just Mike Tomlin by going like, you know what, boys, secured that bag, 9-8 guaranteed next year, maybe 10 games, we'll make the playoffs, we'll get bounced in round one, and that's the way it's going to be. And it's hard to tell a fan base, right? Because technically, Kevin, I do believe they got better. They're better at the quarterback position, but it's about winning championships. And specifically when we said even last week with like the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is an organization that's like, hey, we're fairly new to the game and we're looking for our first Lombardi. Like, no, they're synonymous. They have a national fan base because what they did in the 1970s by winning four Super Bowls and again, having a couple Super Bowl championships here in the early 2000s, mid 2000s. Now it just seems like they're just content, which I can't understand it. Like, and I'm actually glad they did get Russ because like, hey, you know what? We're going to go out and we're going to get some competition for a picket, which probably meant like, I don't know, Jacoby Brissett, who I probably thought was going to go in. I'm like, what are you doing here? But here's also what I love, Kevin. The fact of the matter that the Steelers are still trying to say this. We're just bringing in competition. No. You signed your starting quarterback. Like, Kenny Pickett is officially done right now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, he's not going to start another game. So what you do with him is a question mark. But, Kevin, they're still fourth by a wide margin in that division. And that's, like, we just got Russell Wilson. Awesome. Yeah, you're still dead last in that division.
They are. I got to tell you that you're not a team that's not getting any love. It just it's early, Donnie. I know it's March, but like they don't believe in the Browns one bit in the futures market, which is interesting. Like I like the Jerry Jeudy move. I think many will, but
I do.
To your point, look to the thing on Russ. Forget Russ for a minute. The fact that they're not actually going to give Kenny Pickett a chance to have a competent offensive coordinator is beyond me.
Yes.
There are so many teams that will do anything they can to see if the kid they drafted is worth it. I mean, and again, look at Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones didn't even prove he was worth the contract they gave him, and they still gave him the contract. But I cannot believe that we are looking at this situation right now, and they don't give Kenny. You know, and this is why I said this, Donnie, and you might think I'm crazy, but I feel like maybe you'll see it same as me. I think Kenny Pickett could beat Russell Wilson for the starting job. I really believe that. It's not like Russ is tied to the type of money where he has to. They got him for free.
No, that is a huge component of it. But for me, it's hard to say because we're not in the building. And I always applaud organizations for pulling the ripcord early when they go, you know what? There's no sense in waiting. Like Daniel Jones should have pulled that ripcord a couple years ago. Let's re-sign him. Maybe it's going to work out. Everybody knew it wasn't going to work out and should have, first and foremost, been the Giants who see him every single day in practice. But they get him every single day in practice. And he's still young and he's still affordable. And he is going to have a new, you know, offensive coordinator coming in. But there's nothing. Like when you had Mason Rudolph start that playoff game, you were probably better off for the confidence of that Steelers team saying, you know what, even though I think, you know, we might have a better chance at winning not with Kenny Pickett, look, just send him out there, man. Like, he's our guy. If he plays well, it might jumpstart him. If not, what's the big deal? We'll move on anyway. So I think they already had their mind made up. He's not the guy. And quite frankly, Russell Wilson isn't cooked in a sense where he can't play anymore. You got him for $1 million. You're a better football team today than you were yesterday. But again, you're about finding the future Ben Roethlisberger for that organization. It's not Russell Wilson. So you're going to have him, let's just say, plays decent football. He just burned 2 or 3, 4 more years at this point, not getting a high draft pick. That's what makes it hard to swallow at this point. We got a lot more hot topics on Moneyline. Keep the dial right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, the block is hot in the NFL. Guys getting signed to hundreds of millions of dollars worth of contracts today. We're waiting on a couple people here, which I guess the hottest number now because let me see this. So you got Tony Pollard. He's already gone, right? Josh Jacobs is already gone at this point, and DeAndre Swift. You probably, if you are Saquon Barkley, in an unbelievably good position right now because apparently you have suitors and you're supposed to be the high man on the market. Now, let me ask you this. Are we losing leverage if you're Saquon Barkley, if that makes sense, right? Where it's like, okay, these guys are off the board. Now I'm the last running back. I'm the high. And they go, hold on now. Okay. Well, we see where this market is shaping up. And now we think we can get you at 11 because nobody else out here is going to break the bank. Should Saquon Barkley have already, in that first hour, say, Leah, we hear what they're getting. You sign me right now at, I don't know, $12.5 million. I'm your guy. I want to know where that leverage goes at this point. Because, yes, the Eagles and the Texans look like they're hot and heavy on Saquon Barkley. But I wonder if he lost leverage by not being the first or second guy off the board. And being the last. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Kirk Cousins is going to the Falcons.
Yeah. There you go. That was the tea leaves.
Oh, my God.
That was the tea leaves. They're the best team in that division. They walk away with it. It's over.
My gosh. Wow. Where is Justin Fields going? Is that wrong of me? That's where my mind races? That kid doesn't have a home.
Yeah, he doesn't have a home now. Like he's clearly not going to the New England Patriots, right? That's out the window. They're going to draft a guy in the top three. So I don't know where he goes at this point. Like what? And also, like that. It's kind of funny you say this. Let's look at the NFC North right now, right? Let's just say Kirk Cousins did re-sign with Minnesota. Like, ooh, that makes the Vikings better. But then you're saying as a Bears fan and a front office guy, like, ooh, yeah, that's a big-time free agent that we might be able to move, which could have been to Atlanta. And also, where else were we talking about Justin Fields to? Pittsburgh Steelers. Now Russ is there.
Interesting
stuff, man. Yeah.
All right, so I'll tell you this right now.
What's that contract, by the way, quick? What's that contract?
Oh, he's going to get a ton, right? We know that. He's going to get a ton.
4-year deal. 4 years. Like, what is that number? Is this going to be one, Kevin, that we look at and be like, oh, my God, the NFL's off its rocker? Because the reason I say that, he gets a 4-year deal means they needed the 4 years to spread that money out over. Do you see what I mean? That wasn't like if you say Kirk Cousins' 2-year deal with the Falcons. That's 4 years. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it is. I am excited. You're right. A 4-year deal means Kirk Cousins might have just found his home for the next, you know, X number, like for the rest of his career. Here's the deal. Falcons, Donnie, they've posted these divisional odds. They are going to be, they were already booked, and the odds are locked now with sizable difference between Tampa and New Orleans. Okay? Here's the thing, and we'll see, you know, where everyone lands on this. It's March, okay?
Yeah.
At first glance, what you guys heard what Donnie just said, best team in the division, they run away with it. That's first glance. Yes. If I all of a sudden throw Falcons minus 120, you got to take some time to think about it. It's not like that was a great football team last year. I understand last year, Donnie, with a better quarterback, what it would have been. There's a lot of changes that happened in Atlanta this offseason, namely, obviously, head coach. This is a new spot for Kirk Cousins, and it's not like Kirk Cousins is some great godsend. Kevin O'Connell's a heck of an offensive coach. I think we saw that, right? Kirk Cousins has been in a lot of favorable positions throughout the years. So I'm very interested to see where the prices resettle, but they are going to be sizable favorites now in that division.
And also, you know, the best part about this, like, well, look, we didn't get Kirk Cousins here to hand off. So good pick on Bijan Robinson now. So we'll see where that ends up going. But
nah,
I love
they will
it.
They will hand off. Like,
you're good at all levels now. You have a top flight young wide receiver, a top flight young tight end, a top flight running back here, and just got that veteran quarterback that any upgrade would have been over what you got last year out of the Falcons. I can't wait to see what those numbers come out to be here. But we got callers lined up on the phone lines right now. 844-843-6879. How about this one? Jay Bro from South Carolina, Kevin. Come on, Jay Bro.
DRS, K-Dub, what's up, baby?
Love it. Yo, what's going on?
Christmas on March 11th. You know why? I live 1 mile from the border of North Kakalaki, and
there you go. Yeah, there you go.
So congratulations. I got a question for you guys. I'm so happy, man. You don't even know. I'm just so stoked. I missed the women's ACC tournament, but it's all good. Mm-hmm. There's good games today. But I got a question for you guys. What's up with I never understood the goofy NCAA folks, why they got rid of the last 10, like how's an NCAA tournament team, if they're on fire going in, why they don't use that as a metric? Because Indiana and Pitt should be getting a lot more love, and Wisconsin is like set in the tournament. What if they won a game worth of crap? Seriously. They have been terrible. Yep. I just wanted to get your take on if you guys really think like the last 10 matters, like if you're on fire. And I'll just shut up now.
There you go. Oh, by the way, I love it, man. Jay Bro calling in. That is exciting times. And by the way, Kevin, I'm glad he called in and said that, because I did see the rounds from like the FanDuel Sportsbook and what you're getting out of there. Another one of those, Kevin, like, hey, look, I'm going to give you two teams here. If they score 1 point, you get $50. I mean, why? Because that should be every season, right? Like, hey, Yankees fans, one base hit in this opening day, you get $50. That should be routine. It really should be.
One what? What are they
doing? Like, you know, when you open up in a new state, it's like score 1 point in this NBA game and you get a free $50, right? Like, spread the love.
Yeah.
They're getting all those. So I always get, even though we had them in New Jersey, I'm jealous by that at this point. But also, to his point here, it's tough, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, those final 10 teams, who knows what the arguments come out to be. Like, does Villanova get in over Indiana State, who I would love to see in the tournament here? But you know how that usually works. Oh, do we keep out Tom Izzo and that stink Michigan State team and put another team in? Like, no, you know they're going to put Tom Izzo in the tournament.
We'll see. I like, Donovan, they have to win a game still in the Big Ten tournament. You know, it's not I don't think it's a far gone conclusion. Let's see what the latest bracket matrix has here for the Michigan State Spartans. Still at a 9.
Yeah, Lunardi was it. Yeah, exactly. Like, Lunardi had him like 8-9.
Lunardi doesn't work. Brother, let's go. Let's go. It is your job, okay? The 8th of March can't be the last one, brother.
It's
played
not
a lot of big games
it's
this
not
weekend.
It's not.
It's though not?
No.
Bracket Matrix didn't update for him. All right. Says, see, I'm a little hot with this guy.
Oh, Bracket Matrix. It's 3:11. He's actually updated it this morning at 9:30.
All right.
So he has the new projections in there. First team out now, Villanova. Good. Thank goodness. Because Creighton, easy victory over Saturday. If you're listening to anything,
thank you.
The K-Dub were spitting here. Never close. Never had to worry about. Never had to sweat. Nope. By the way, I get a good hint on this one. Watch it a little bit. And I saw him get up 24. I'm like, I got to turn this game off. Like, you know what? Let me walk the dog. Let me just see, like, you know, some things that happen. So I'm following through. And I see him extend it with like 6 minutes to go. I'm like, good, that game is done. I go up to my bathroom, doing a couple things here, cleaning a little bit. And I say to myself, hold on. Let me just check this real quick. Like, I didn't get that final tweet from, like, you know, Creighton's official, because that's what I do. I put it on notifications on Creighton's home account, which three ball goes down, this goes down. Like, this is the most unbelievable game I've ever seen. Kevin, it went like 4 minutes without. I was like, oh, they're probably just dialing up like some sweet, like, meme or like something like that to put on. I turned that thing on and I saw a 3-point game and a guy got fouled at the 3-point line. I almost threw my phone out the window. Like, it's like, you can't do this to me. And thank goodness they didn't, because I didn't even see the final shot until I actually went on Twitter and saw, like, you know, Alexander called game. I'm like, yes, game. That means we won. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. Thank God I don't watch those games all the way through. My God.
Yeah, look, that was a wild, wild scene, DRS, with that game. I'm glad that they didn't end up providing the most embarrassing loss of the season. What they did, though, is serve as a reminder as to why I won't touch that team come tournament time. No way, no how. I'm not going to be on Creighton. Why is Purdue still the number one overall seed, by the way, for this Lunardi? I mean, what's he seeing here that nobody
He's
else...
He's taking a stand against legalized gambling, apparently. Like, no. We don't listen to them. We listen to me at this point. Because they have to run it through. Like, what happens if UConn runs the table in the Big East tournament? A much tougher conference than the Big Ten. It's like, Purdue still.
let me add this, but my God, there's so much stuff going on now. We got to talk Fields next segment, DRS.
Yeah.
Blocks out on the Justin Fields. Let me just say this, though. I really think North Carolina can snag this one seed now. I think Arizona, I mean, the Pac-12's terrible. I feel like Arizona's out of the mix. I feel like if Tennessee wins the SEC tournament, it's theirs. But if they don't and North Carolina beats Duke a third time, doesn't it feel like UNC jumps to that one line?
I mean, I guess, you know, like if they go through the ACC tournament and win it, they probably will be a one line because somebody's going to get knocked off, right? And forget about UConn, right? By the way, UConn, if Marquette doesn't have Kolek back, which could be key for them, makes it a little bit easier. But if they run that table in the SEC, one of these one line teams is going to get knocked off that we anticipated. Like, I don't know if it's a Tennessee or whoever you're looking at that final four seed here. There's a chance they sneak in at the one, but I'm not that high. Again, I'm just not that high on ACC right now.
You don't have to be high on ACC, but North Carolina checks a lot of boxes. I'll add this because this is a little bracket spot we're doing. Your man, Big Man, was hot on Indiana State not getting in. I know Ben would fall apart, apparently, if that did not happen.
Correct.
But I will say, Big Man did make a lot of compelling arguments that they've not really beaten any of the, you know, legitimate squads they had to play
True.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I still would, because I think, I don't know how you gauge it, but, you know, just going by, like, social media, like, they're a fun social media team. Like, they got a big guy on there. It can be so much fun to watch. They can do damage. They're a quality team. But when you look at it on the grand scale of things, right, I talk about, like, the casual fans, where they look at their bracket, like, Indiana State lost. So I'll just pick the other team we were playing. Never heard of them before. Even though, like, hoop heads know them. And if you're even a casual, like, college basketball, hey, on Saturday I watch these games, you know who they are. But just from a generality standpoint, like, I used to point just Michigan State, like, oh, wait, let's just say an 8-9 game, Kevin, was Michigan State and Indiana State. 9 out of 10 people are going to pick Michigan State just because they know that name as opposed to Indiana State, which, again, equates to better ratings and all that stuff. But I would love to see them in because I think they're a fun basketball team. I think they're very sound fundamentally, and they have a guy that you can sort of get behind who can be a legend with two wins. That's why I like those teams getting in, but we've seen this too many times. They usually get left out at that point.
I want him to get in so I can fade him, quite frankly.
Fade him?
Because I want to get it. Yeah, so I can get them to get smashed in that 11-6 game. That'd be good stuff.
By the way, you know, it's at a handicap. Your boy DRS Temple is in a scandal where they think they're point shaving allegedly. Kevin, your boy took them yesterday because the matchup was right, and he got repaid with an outright victory on Temple. That's the way you do it in March, baby. That's the way you do it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Oh, the good times are arriving. The good times are arriving. By the way, Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback on the X machine here. You agree with this, people. Justin Fields' trade market is almost non-existent now. Russell Wilson to the Steelers, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. And he says, Raiders or bust for Fields. Could the Bears keep Fields and draft Caleb Williams? The Bears aren't just going to give Fields away for free, as he says. There's, put it this way. There is no chance, Kevin, that you see Justin Fields stay on the Bears as they draft Caleb Williams and play the season out as if there's a quarterback competition. That's not happening. So if you are the Bears, who probably, and for me as well, about a month ago, right? It's pretty apparent that they were going to trade that pick. Excuse me. Trade Justin Fields for picks and keep Caleb Williams number one overall. That is devastating news there for the Chicago Bears in that market. Because you had hoped you would have, what, 2 to 3 teams really interested and just play it off to the best, you know,
yep,
offer there. That's seemingly gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, so let's start with this first, Donnie. Do the Vikings now step into the Justin Fields race, in your opinion, or is this team going to look to draft quarterback?
No, they're drafting quarterback. They are. And also, if you're the Chicago Bears, it'd be like, hey, you're in the 11th Minnesota, I think it is.
Yeah, the 11th.
I think that's
spot.
Where they're at.
Yeah.
So they probably can move up, make a, you know, get up a couple spots if they want their guy, or maybe their guy falls to him. Who knows if it's J.J. Sure. McCarthy and he winds up at 5. But I don't think so. I thought a perfect fit. Again, if you were just before the season, like sometimes you go like, hey, man, we always knew this was going to happen, right? I just felt like Justin Fields from the Chicago Bears to the Pittsburgh Steelers and or the Atlanta Falcons was like 1A, 1-2. And they're both gone now. So I don't know who actually goes there. Eagles just got Saquon Barkley. So there you go.
Hey-oh!
Yeah, there
he goes.
There it is.
Big splash was coming. Big splash was coming. Listen,
by the
I'm
way,
telling
let,
you. Go
hold
ahead.
On. Let me hear. Let me kick this off for us here.
Yeah, love it.
We were nobody pays the running backs anymore, right? Nobody. The running back market is gone. They were the hottest commodity today, Kevin. Off the board for big money.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them. Because there's a lot of them. Now, we don't have the dollars yet, do we?
Yes, we do. Whoa. Ready for this? All right.
All right,
Adam Schefter, go ahead, repeat, read it. You got it? Go
no, 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 no. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it.
Adam Schefter reports, former Giants running back Saquon Barkley reached an agreement with the Philadelphia Eagles on a 3-year, $37.75 million contract that could be worth up to $46.75 and includes $26 million fully guaranteed at signing per sources. Barkley beats the franchise tag, blah, blah, blah. That is a great deal because if you're looking at the top of the market, what do we always go by, Kevin? It's 3 years, $37.75 million. So you say to yourself, okay, that's, you know, a little bit over $10 million a year, but it's not really. The guaranteed number there is $26 million over 3 years. It's not that huge of a leap. 3 years divided by 26. Look what the other running backs got. So there you go. I can't even believe that actually happened, though, to be honest. Like, Saquon Barkley, like, all throughout the season, Saquon Barkley's going to be a free agent. Oh, Howie season, as I like to say, in Philadelphia. I never thought that would even be possible. So I'm actually kind of, and Saquon Barkley tweets out the Eagleheads, which, by the way, look, Kevin and I are fans of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
Saquon, I think, is going to be a very good running back for the Eagles. But let me take that out of the equation. The fact that the only thing that Giants fans ever had to look forward to for about 5 years was Saquon Barkley, and now he's in Philadelphia, it just actually makes me laugh. It brings a little tear of joy here. It's kind of fun.
Look, it is awful for the Giants to see him go there, and the Giants should root against him in every way possible, because this was your saving grace year after year after year, and now he's in Philadelphia. But let me just say this, because when the Saquon situation unfolded, I thought the Eagles and the Cowboys would get interested, specifically Philadelphia, for this reason. When we evaluate last year, Donnie, who had the worst season in the NFL, right? Most disappointing, most damaging year. The Carolina Panthers are by far a runaway number one. And rarely does a team that made the playoffs enter the conversation for, say, one of the five most disappointing seasons. But the Philadelphia Eagles absolutely fit that bill. They were 10-1. They were beating very good teams. This team won at Arrowhead. This team beat the Dallas Cowboys. This team beat the Buffalo Bills, okay? And they proceeded to get worse and worse week after week, right? And, you know, there's people, you know, A.J. Brown has to shut down rumors of being traded as much as, you know, a week or so ago. Sirianni almost nearly fired this offseason. What the Eagles needed to do was make a splash that raised the vibes with in this locker room. Jason Kelce retires. Fletcher Cox retires. It's an odd feeling. So what they're able to do is bring in a big name like Saquon Barkley, not wildly overpay him, bring in a new element to this offense here, and start the good vibes once again in this Philadelphia locker room, because trust me, that NFC is still way up for grabs, and they're still one of the four best teams in the conference without a shadow of a doubt.
And also, I don't know if it's the smartest move, right, the Philadelphia Eagles have made, to be honest, because, you know, it's paying running backs, but you have to understand, the salary cap went up so high, which also leads me to believe, again, only $26 million guaranteed. What was the Giants' final offer? Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Their offer was absolutely horrendous then, or yes, and by the way, I say this by saying, this is a very good move for the New York Giants. And I know the Eagles got, oh, how can you be better if Barkley leaves? Trust me. The Giants with Barkley, 6 wins. The Giants without Barkley, 6 wins here. It's a good move for the Giants. It's the right move for the franchise overall. I think he fits in well with the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought you saw also the writing on the wall where you didn't have any rumors, Kevin, coming up from like behind the past like couple weeks. Like, hey, look, we love DeAndre Swift, but we're not paying DeAndre Swift like full freight money. And once you saw right away today, which is the surprise of the day for me, was I didn't know where the running backs would go. Would it be a slow play? Would they be out of the gates hot? The minute like DeAndre Swift went to the Chicago Bears, like, oh, something's up here. Because that was really quick. Where it wasn't even like the first report came, like, hey, by the way, Bears are calling on DeAndre Swift, but the Eagles are still involved. You knew right away the Eagles just set their laser beams on Saquon Barkley, and then you knew it was going to be the Texans, and it looks like the Philadelphia Eagles won out at this point. Which, again, if I'm looking for a landing spot for Saquon Barkley, it is best with the Eagles. Like, I don't think the Houston Texans would have been a good move for Saquon Barkley? Yes, it would have. Would have made their team better. But not like over the top where they need the guy. So I think it worked out well for Barkley, worked out well for the Eagles, and also the New York Giants.
I mean, again, the Giants just had to move on from him. No, this, like, Donnie, they should have found a way. Like, hey, Texans, if we give you like a 7th-round pick swap, will you sign Saquon? You can't let him go to the Giants. Unless he's bad. Right? Unless he's bad. Yeah. But I don't expect him to be bad.
Oh, you know, big money I think he's report here.
I'm just saying, I think that he was the top running back available in this class, for me.
Kirk Cousins, 4 years, $180 million, $50 million signing bonus.
he's the best, man. He's
but,
the best.
But again, the amount of money that he makes and still drives like a van and goes to Kohl's, I mean, a lot of respect on this guy. Quite frankly, he's just donated back to the fan base because he doesn't really like money all that much. He just likes getting paid. That's the fun part. Doesn't want to spend it at all here. But that is a monster move by the Falcons, who basically said, we're done with hey, we don't know about our quarterback for the next couple of years, barring really bad health, he's your quarterback. And also, I never fault these moves, Kevin. If you look at your division and say to yourself, if we sign a quarterback, we are the best team in the division, you can't fault them for doing that. You can't fault them for that.
Oh, no way. But here's the funny thing is, Don, is that people felt that they could have brought in Justin Fields and it would have been the same situation, right?
I bet you would have had better fanfare. If it was Justin Fields, I think their fans would have been more fired up. But you got the more safe approach here, knowing next year, you know what? We're still going to be good. But I think Fields, if he went there, sort of had that electricity, which would have really got down in Atlanta.
Yeah, you got to think, you have to think that if adding Kirk Cousins does is makes them believe, okay, we have to win this division. Adding Justin Fields is like, I think we can win this division, and honestly, maybe we could do a lot more. What if he's amazing? Because there's an air of Justin Fields, Donnie, where people still believe he could be one of the best quarterbacks in football. I don't, you don't. We've given up on that, obviously. Yeah. We've seen it. But there are people who still hold on to the kid we saw at Ohio State.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of things that are still going to be up in the air. You know, it's not up in the air. We've got to get to the phone lines, man. We've got to get the people's opinions today. 844-843-6879. Chris from Austin, you are up here. Get in and talk to us on this action-packed edition of Moneyline. What's up, Chris?
Hey, DRS, Kev, man. Good evening, man. It's interesting.
What's up?
It's a free agency start, huh? Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sitting here right now listening to you guys. The Bears would be foolish. You train him. You let him go. I mean, you let Justin Fields go, and you drive Caleb Williams. You've got cap space. That game is on the go because the Packers, they are on the go, okay? I think Warren Sharp, one of you guys, he posted that skill talent that's on that Green Bay Packer team right now. It's young. It's hungry. It got its feet wet. That entire division, if the Bears executed properly, they should be better within a year or two. The Packers are there. The Vikings always draft solid. You know what I'm saying? That's a tough division. I think Tampa did the right thing in keeping Baker, and now Atlanta has a quarterback. You got Bijan. You got Drake London. You got the tight end. You got a defensive coach with Morris. People really kind of say, well, maybe it could have been Belichick. I like the hire better. It's younger. It's more progressive. It's not as rigid. You get the quarterback. The Falcons are a goal now, right? What are the Raiders going to do with Pierce? They say, hey, we're coming for, what's his name, in Kansas City, Mahomes. So if we can't beat Mahomes, we ain't doing nothing. So they're obviously going to get a quarterback. That may be where Justin Fields lands, but if I'm the Raiders, I'm not quite sure it's a good fit. I don't know what a young brother has. And I'm going to add Creighton to my college basketball future.
Oh.
That team is looking good at 25-1 right now. I think that's a good bet, man. So, and I hit the Drake Missouri Valley win conference tournament. And I want to ask you guys something. Next year I'm going to be in Vegas, man, for March Madness. Which week is better? This week? With all the conference tournament games? There in Vegas itself. And next week, with the start of the tournament, next Thursday and Friday of next year, man, because I got to do this one year, man. It's almost like a pilgrimage month better, right? So I just need you guys' opinion on which one is better.
Yep. There we go. But for me, K-Dub, betting-wise, this week and last week are better than March Madness. Excitement-wise, experience-wise, yeah, you got to do the official start to March Madness out in Vegas. It's got to be so much fun Thursday and Friday, Kevin, specifically with the time difference where you're rolling at 9 a.m. That is awesome.
Yeah. No, look, I here's the thing. I like the conference.
By the way, real quick, Diana Rossini chimes in, Kevin, says the Eagles are not done. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, who cares about college basketball? I mean, what does that mean? What's next for the Eagles here? We added Justin Fields. I mean, let him play running.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, Justin Fields is going to fit in here for a conditional seventh on the Philadelphia Eagles. But if that is, because when they say the Eagles aren't done, that doesn't mean like, hey, they're going to add like a backup punter. That probably means safety is next for the Eagles. So that's what I imagine the Eagles are going to be done with safety next.
Interesting. I wonder. Man, oh man, I think this is great. Really do. I'm very, very pleased with this. I got to tell you that much. Man, what's next for Minnesota? And then people say Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. Yeah, man. I already know who I got finishing.
Now, here's what I want. Get Sam Darnold up to Minnesota and be like, yeah, well, we looked at Justin Fields and it wasn't that good. Like, we are going to get a slip here in Justin Fields' productivity levels on the free agent market. And I'm here for this. I love free agency. The NFL absolutely delivered today. One more segment on Moneyline. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, Giants fans, close your ears. I know you guys were hearing us yell and scream about Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. Xavier McKinney, maybe the best overall player on that defense, is now also heading to the Philadelphia Eagles here in a position of absolute need for the Eagles. They got it here. So Howie Roseman owns the first day of free agency here, a defensive end, a safety, and a running back. Bing, bong, boom, and away we go there. So we'll wait to see what some of the numbers come out to be. Massive, massive contracts across the board. So much fun. This is what free agency. We weren't even. I think it caught people off guard today, Kevin. Like, oh, tampering day. Like, no. Like, tampering day means we got full signed contracts that we're going to sign and then just stamp on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, But again, like, oh my God, they moved the Falcons to minus money to win that division. That is so funny.
Yep, should.
No, mm-hmm. Stop. It's fine. It's all good. This is what it's supposed to be, man. This is what it looks like when you're a well-to-put-together league. You mm-hmm. dominate the news cycle. The NFL is the lead story of the day. Not college hoops, not NBA, nothing other. No, I just wish that they did this, Donnie, on the day that they were playing those baseball games over in Korea. Just to really bully baseball off. They should have done this actually.
No, they really should have at that point here. I'm surprised they didn't just, you know, say, you know, they're going to target Major League Baseball on opening day. But big news all around the NFL, running backs. We talked about it so much times. Running backs here on the open market. Where would they go? Oh, nobody wants to pay running backs. Nobody's going to slap the franchise tag down. This guy's going to pay big-time contracts out here at the running back position. All the big boys already off of the board there. Massive, massive day in quote-unquote non-free agency, but the tampering period. So officially be able to sign those contracts on Wednesday, and away we go. Like, I really actually wanted to talk some college basketball today as well. Wasn't even able to do that. Wasn't even able to talk any college basketball because of how hot the block was in the NFL. Tomorrow's a Tuesday. We'll be able to go over every single one of these deals because there won't be any free agents left on the market by tomorrow. My goodness, what a fun time. Thanks for spending it with us here on Moneyline. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh, we will see you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.